the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of our salvation. Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my pleas for mercy.
In your faithfulness, answer me, in your righteousness.
Enter not into judgment with your servant.
For no one living is righteous before you.
For the enemy has pursued my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground.
He has made me sit in darkness like those long dead.
Therefore, my spirit faints within me.
My heart within me is appalled.
I remember the days of old.
I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the work of your hands.
I stretch out my hands to you.
My soul thirsts for you like a parched land.
Answer me quickly, O Lord.
My spirit fails. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit.
Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love.
For in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul.
Deliver me from my enemies, O Lord.
I have fled to you for refuge.
Teach me to do your will, for you are my God.
Let your good spirit lead me on level ground.
For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life.
In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble.
And in your steadfast love, you will cut off my enemies.
And you will destroy all the adversaries of my soul, for I am your servant.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. O God, on this day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit.
Grant us in our day the same Spirit to have a right understanding in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated. The first reading for Pentecost Sunday is from Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down, and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from Acts 2, starting at verse 1. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at the sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in his own native language, Parthians and Medes, and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking them, said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. 'In the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men will see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor and of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the gospel. The gospel reading is from John chapter 14, beginning at verse 23. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, 'I am going away, and I will come to you.' If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
The congregation may be seated.
Love to the
The sermon for this morning is based on the reading from Acts chapter 2. I reread the last verse of that reading that we had for today, verse 21. It shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This morning, we look at a few verses from this reading from Acts 2. When we look at the scriptures, they tell us a narrative. They tell us what had happened, the story. Yet in those words that are in the verses, there's very deep points you can see in many of the words. And we're going to think about a couple of those words in this reading from Acts 2 today to help us understand maybe a little deeper about Pentecost and the Holy Spirit and His work among us. In the first point there in the sermon notes, now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven, It's important for us to understand, to get a viewpoint of what happened there, that first Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came. Pentecost was an Old Testament festival. And so there were still people there that had celebrated the Passover and had been there actually, had seen perhaps, very likely, Jesus' death. And some had seen him risen from the dead, but not most. And then he appeared for 40 days, and he ascended into heaven. And then the 50th day after that Easter, after Passover there, then the Holy Spirit came, 10 days after ascension. And when the text says there were devout Jews from every nation, what it's referring to is that there were Jews that were there for the festival, and they were still there. They came for the Passover, and they would stay for the Pentecost festival as well. And so this is why there are Jews from all over with different languages, because they had settled all over the Mediterranean area. from every nation under heaven. So the good news about Jesus and the Holy Spirit is meant for all. It wasn't just for the people in Jerusalem. It wasn't just for the people nearby in Samaria. It wasn't just for the people in large cities like Rome, but there were some people from Rome there. It was even from people from certain islands like Cyprus. And they were from all over, and over from Babylon. There were people from all over would hear this message of the gospel. They hear this rushing wind and they come together. And the scripture says they were bewildered because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. This understanding of these different languages, what was present there in Jerusalem, is so important. They were there, the festivals would take place in the Hebrew, but that was not many of them, that was not their mother tongue. That was maybe spoken in synagogue, if they had a synagogue in Rome, or Cyprus, or Antioch, or Babylon, maybe speak Hebrew, but that wasn't their everyday language. They were gathered there all together for the festivals, but their everyday languages were different. Their own language. And they were, it continues in verse 7, and they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans?" How do these Galileans, how do these people from Galilee know Latin from Rome? How do they know my language from Babylon? How do they know my language from Cyprus? How do they know our languages? They were really astonished. The Holy Spirit gave them power to preach the gospel, to speak the gospel in these other languages. I won't forget the 2 trips ago to Ghana. I remember a little bit of the Kinkombo language. And I visited on a church day. This is 2017, I think it was. And we were there, and there was a lot of children in church. It was in the village of Naswan, where we had a lot of church members, and I had, and the previous missionaries, and after me too, had a lot of baptisms, a lot of members at that little church. And it was full. And I greeted them in the name of Jesus. You hear me say it in English. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. But I said to them, they had me speak a little bit, "Mpone bien Isa Yombu." And the children, who never knew me, they were astonished. Because I do not look like them. And their language is not one of the popular majority languages in Ghana. Many people speak Kinkomba, but it's not taught in the schools. It's not an official language of the nation. And here you have a stranger from a different land showing up, and he knows our language. And they were astonished. Well, I had been there for some years and learned something. But they heard it in their mother tongue, and they were surprised. These people here are hearing about Jesus Christ died and risen from the dead, and salvation in the name of Jesus in their own language. And they were all visitors and strangers. Maybe they only knew a few people who could speak their mother tongue of all this big group. But here, the gospel is coming to them. When this is reflected to the Tower of Babel and the confusing of the languages, you see some contrasts and comparisons. When there is sin and rebellion against God, that always brings chaos. Always, always, always. It doesn't matter the language. When there is rebellion and unbelief against God, then people don't know what life is about anymore. They don't know how to live. They don't know what family looks like. They don't know what their behavior should be like. There is chaos, confusion, when one is, well, the true God. And there is never true understanding when there is sin. So at this Tower of Babel, they wanted to make a name for themselves. Forget about God. Forget about the flood. Just they wanted to make a name for themselves. And so God gave them different languages, and they separated up, and different cultures arose. And that's really significant, because where do these different languages and cultures get along again? They get along again in the gospel, and only in the gospel. Only in Jesus' forgiveness and in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's where different people throughout the world come together under God. It's no other thing. Absolutely no other thing. If you're blessed to meet or know a Christian from a very different culture, a strong Christian, you will be surprised. Wow. She really knows Jesus like I know Jesus. Wow, that person really has the Holy Spirit. Wow, that person likes to sing songs about Jesus and knows, likes some of my songs and I like some of their songs. Wow, that person has such a deep and high regard for Scripture, God's holy word. And the Holy Spirit enables that strong belief in Jesus, that strong belief in God's word, to be shared, no matter what the language, no matter what the culture. That's how he started out. He started this Christian church by bringing these languages and cultures together. And that is the task Jesus told his disciples and tells us, to share it across cultures, to share it. That is the task of the church. Even in what seems to be a small area or an area that's similar in the nation, like our area in Ohio or nearby Indiana, even where it seems to be all mostly the same, yet there are differences in the families, there are differences in the communities, there are differences in the history, and then there are also new people coming in, bringing in new cultures. The thing which can bind different cultures together and different families and peoples together is the gospel. That is what binds. You share a heritage, or you share history, there's some binding there, yes. But in Christ, with the Holy Spirit, it is eternal. You're committed to one another forever. And you realize, I'm going to be in heaven forever with you. With you, and you, and you, and you. And it's a commitment to, even though there's differences, it's a commitment as God's people to be strong together. Even if that person might be of a different race, or of a different culture, or of a different language, or of a different language that's very difficult, in Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are in the one eternal family of God, and we are bound to them. And the chaos of the Tower of Babel and all the chaoses that we have going on in the world today, the Holy Spirit can overcome those person by person, spiritually, by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It impressed itself upon me. I was fortunate in 2008 to make a 4-week, 5-week journey. Debbie will say it was an 8-week journey. To Siberia with a group of Siberia, Russia, with a group from Fort Wayne. And we met German-speaking people who had been put into Siberia at the time of World War II, Lutherans. And these folks had been separated out from their heritage, from where they grew up. And now they were in Siberia. And they had very, very little contact with outside Christians. And this was just in 2008 and earlier years, a decade before these trips had been going on, and I was asked to go on one. And it was amazing to me that some of these people I would just meet for an afternoon, but the knowledge and love of Jesus Christ was shared. And it was amazing to me to know that they had gone through sufferings and they had been sent to Siberia, literally, and they had kept the faith and they were still in the faith. And yet, when strangers would come with the same faith in Christ, we could talk and share and pray together. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. That's just what it is. The Holy Spirit can make these big jumps in culture and time. And what we think are big little jumps, maybe of our family or our neighbors, they're big jumps, actually. But the Holy Spirit can do that, too, and bring a unity and a shared understanding and faith of Jesus Christ. That's the Holy Spirit's work, is to bind us together. That last phrase in the reading for today, and it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want you to see that this is not a maybe thing. This is, it says, it shall come to pass. This is going to happen. No matter what happens throughout world history, no matter what happens tomorrow or next month or next year or the next decade, it shall come to pass that more and more people will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. That is God's word and his will. And they shall call on the name of the Lord. And dear friends, this is really important for us. Nobody is saved except through the name of Jesus Christ. If we have relations with people, if we have friendships, if we have acquaintances, whatever, when we have a chance to share, to share the name of Jesus and to share Jesus died and risen for us, that's the crucial thing. That's the thing the Holy Spirit pushes us to share, is the name of Jesus, what he's done for us, his promises to us. That is what the Holy Spirit moves us to share. So when we find ourselves with those opportunities, take it. Thank God for it. Just share it. It is the will of God that the name of Jesus would be called upon. And sometimes what we need to do is not only to share the name of Jesus, to do that, and then you share the name of Jesus in prayer. Just ask the person sometime, can I pray with you? And just pray, dear Jesus, I pray for Martha. She needs your help. She needs to know that she's forgiven. She needs to know that she's protected. In your name we pray. Amen. Pray with the person in the name of Jesus. Call upon the name of Jesus. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for sending us the Holy Spirit. We ask you that your Spirit would be alive every day in our life, that we would grow in the name of Jesus, grow in worship Jesus, grow in sharing the name of Jesus. This is your will. And help us to be in situations and to see those situations where we have the opportunities to share the name of Jesus. We give you thanks that you've put his name into our lives and into the lives of our families. And we ask you to keep us strong. All these things, Heavenly Father, we bring to you in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Normally, when we don't have communion, a non-communion Sunday, we speak the Apostles' Creed. And somebody noted that to me and said, oh, shouldn't the bulletin have the Apostles' Creed? And I expressly picked the Nicene Creed today for us to say, because it has a little bit more about the Holy Spirit there than the Apostles' Creed. And that part of the Nicene Creed helps us think about how the Holy Spirit's involved in our lives. Okay, I explained that, but first we'll sing the hymn. But think about that when we get to the Nicene Creed. We sing Holy Spirit, Light Divine. Confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The congregation may continue standing. The offerings are brought forward. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praise that you sustain us every day in all our physical needs. We ask you to receive these offerings and to multiply them, to give honor and glory to you and to extend your holy church. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For gladness in the Holy Spirit, who through his church fills the world with the remembrance of everything Christ Jesus has spoken, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That by the same spirit of peace, our hearts would neither be troubled nor afraid, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Church established on the proclamation of Christ, that his Spirit would sustain the apostolic preaching to the ends of the earth, and that in every tongue the mighty works of God would be heard, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That our loving Father would come with his Son to make his home among us, and that by his word the Spirit would bind our families together, guide our life and conversation, and continue among us in each coming generation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That God would preserve this world for the sake of his name, and that he would frustrate the arrogant who live only for their own names, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For good government that serves to keep our Lord's good order, and that he would preserve it from pride that exalts this earthly city to the heights of his eternal kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For peace in our time, yet wisdom to fix our hearts chiefly on Christ's true and lasting peace, which this world can never give. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the help and salvation of all, especially we remember Margaret and Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bill, Jason, Sue, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, David, Don, Denny, Ruby, Darlene, Jeff, Pastor Nierman, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. And we remember the family of Barb Poston at time of her being called home to be in heaven. That the Spirit would renew the face of the earth, look with favor on his creatures, and fill the hearts of the faithful, kindling in them the fire of his love, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the food pantry of Zion Lutheran Church, that all who receive, work, and contribute would be blessed not only with physical sustenance, but would also acknowledge the true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as the giver of all good things. And that faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord, would be strengthened. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
And I added an additional petition. We pray for all farming activities and planning for food production, that all would be kept safe and that the Lord would bless their work. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray. Almighty Father, with your Son, Jesus Christ, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts through your word to rule and govern us according to your will. Comfort us in every temptation and misfortune, and defend us against every error, that we may continue steadfast in the faith, increase in love and good works, and trusting firmly in your grace for us by his death, obtain eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray, I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn, Almighty Father, bless the word.